Chapter 8. At the Hospital. The hospital was very busy. David and Mr. Bean ran quickly to the front desk.
"Excuse me," David said. "Can you tell me my daughter's room number? Jennifer Langley. She came in at about 1 o'clock. A road accident."
"One minute, sir," said the woman at the desk. "Ah, yes, she's in room 106.
David ran up the stairs. Mr. Bean followed him.
"No, Bean," shouted David. "You stay there and do nothing, nothing. Then nothing can go wrong."
Mr. Bean understood. He watched David leave. He felt very sad. He wanted to help. And he wanted a family, too. David found room 106 and went in. Jennifer was in bed, and Allison was on a chair next to her.
"Ally, how is she?"
"Oh, David, I don't know," cried Allison. "I'm waiting for the doctor."
Mr. Bean sat and waited for David. After some time, he felt bored and started to walk round the hospital. A doctor suddenly ran out of a room and saw Mr. Bean.
"Who are you?"
he asked.
"Me? I'm Dr. Bean."
"Good. I'm Dr. Jacobson. I want some help, doctor. Come with me."
Oh, no. Mr. Bean wasn't really a doctor. He was only Dr. Bean at the Grierson Gallery, not in a hospital.
I'm really Mr. Bean, not doctor," he said.
But Dr. Jacobson was too busy. He didn't hear him. Mr. Bean followed Dr. Jacobson into an operating room.
"Okay, listen, everybody. This is Dr. Bean. Doctor, this man's got a bullet in his stomach. It's bad. I've got another operation in room 4, but I'll see you later."
Dr. Jacobson ran out of the operating room, and everybody looked at Dr. Bean.
"Here, doctor, put these clothes on," somebody said.
"Doctor, this man's dying. Do something fast,"
another person said. Mr. Bean didn't answer.
"Shall I make the first cut, Dr. Bean?"
asked a very young doctor.
"Okay,"
said Mr. Bean. He felt very, very afraid. The young doctor started to cut open the man's stomach. Mr. Bean watched and felt very sick. Suddenly, somebody outside shouted,
"Quick! Help! We're losing her! Help!"
Everybody in the operating room ran out, and Mr. Bean was the only person in the room again. He waited for the other people, but nobody came back. After some time, he took out a packet of sweets. He threw a sweet up into the air and tried to catch it in his mouth. But the sweet fell into the stomach of the man on the operating table. Mr. Bean looked down. He really wanted that sweet. Slowly, he put his hand into the man's stomach. He found the sweet and took it out. But it wasn't his sweet. It was the bullet. Mr. Bean was hungry, but he couldn't eat a bullet. He quickly put it back into the man's stomach and then found his sweet. He washed it and put it into his mouth. Mmm, lovely. A minute later, everybody ran back into the operating room.
"Okay, let's find that bullet," said the young doctor.
He looked in the man's stomach, but he couldn't see it.
"I can't see anything. Where is that bullet? We'll have to find it, or he's a dead man."
Mr. Bean watched him. He thought for a minute and then said,
"No problem. Here, I'll do it."
He carefully put his hands into the man's stomach.
Everybody shouted, "Stop! You can't do that! Take your hands out! It's too dangerous!"
Mr. Bean didn't listen. He took his hands out of the man's stomach and smiled. He showed them the bullet.
What? I don't understand,
cried the young doctor.
Wonderful, wonderful,
they all shouted. Dr. Bean's the cleverest doctor in the world.